So we're learning some of the laws regarding Tefillin, Maran, in Siman Lamed Het, or Haim, Halakha He. Avel b'yom rishon, asud laniach Tefillin. Lo aleinu v'lo aleichem, somebody that's subject to the laws of Avilut, one of the seven relatives pass. So the first day of Avilut is exempt from the Tefillin. For example, if somebody passes Lo Aleinu on a Sunday night, so then the next day, Monday, the whole day, is patur from Tefillin, even after the Kivura. That's the same day. Sunday night, Monday is the same day. The question is over here, if let's say you have Yom Mitah on one day and Yom Kivura on another day. So when it's separate days, we discussed this in a previous daily halakha. There's a machloket according to the poskim. Chaim David, in his halakha berura, in Chelek Gimel on page Resh Tet Vav, he brings down the two shitot. Aval imet biyom echad v'nikbar biyom shel acharav, or subsequently, yesh umrim shemaniach tefillin biyom sheni achad shenikbar hamet. Some say they put on tefillin because that's not considered yom mita. Venu nechshav yom lishon. It's not considered the first day. V'yesh cholkim. The opinion that says you wear tefillin is the opinion of the Maharitats. Rabbi Yom Tov Tzahalon. V'yesh cholkim v'omrim she'af yom kibura shenu yom mita nechshav yom lishon. And therefore they say. ולכן אפילו מת בליל שני ונגמר ביום שלישי, אינו מניח תפילין ביום שלישי כלל. That's the other side. אליהו רבה writes that. That's why I explained the Taz, מסעת בנימין, פרי מגדים. למעשה, we came out, להלכה נראה שראוי להחמיר, להניח תפילין ביום כיבורה, שאינו יום מיתה. מעשה חבוביה strict. And he says that when it's אינו... The same day, Yom Mita, Yom Kibura, she put on the tefillin that day, but he says, below beracha, because you have a safek, safek berachot lakel, and he says that you put it bit sin'ah, you put it, in private, not in public. And the case that happens sometimes, which is also a tremendous controversy amongst the poskim, you have over here a situation where you have Yom Mita was on Shabbat. So you can't bury on Shabbat, that's obvious. So they don't bury until Sunday. So seemingly based on the rule that we just said, Yom Mitah is one day, Yom Kibura is a different day. The rule we just established based on the Maharitats is Tefillin is worn, Aval Bili Beracha. However, in this case over here, there's an opinion of the Kanhag that Acham Avadia Alav Shalom discusses. He brings it in Yabia Omer in Chelek Bet, Yoredea, Siman Chavzayin, Otchet. The Kanag says that since you cannot bury on Shabbat, it's impossible to bury on Shabbat, so therefore the clock stops. That's not considered a day. So therefore the burial that's on Sunday, although it's not the day of Mitah, but it's considered as if it's the first day, and therefore on that day, Tefillin is not worn. And that's what the Ahkam of Aya holds. V'imet b'Shabbat, v'nikbar b'yom rishon, eno maniach tefillin, b'yom rishon, klal. Now, we get to the second hadush of today's daily halakha, that Maran writes in the laws of Avelut, in Yoredea, that, so, first day does not wear tefillin. Okay, that we established. Now, the second day that he does wear tefillin, he's not allowed to wear tefillin until after Netzach Hama. Because the halakha really says that he has to wait 2 days without tefillin. And therefore, we hold of a rule that says, Miksat Hayom Kekulo. And therefore, once Netzach Hama passes, he's credited for another day. And therefore, on the second day, while he's on the second day where he must wear tefillin, however, he has to wait until Netz in order to register the miksata yom kekulo. Now this is a, I shouldn't say practical, so we hope these laws are not practical, but unfortunately it's quite common, and I think probably people are not aware of it. Take a simple case. Lo aleinu velo alechem, there's avelut here in New York in the, winter months, where the sunrise is not until 7:20 a.m. And they pray in Bet Avel. Bet Avel, generally, they have 7 o'clock minyan. 7 o'clock minyan, the avelim, they put on the tefillin. They know, first day, no tefillin. Second day, they put on the tefillin, quarter to 7. According to the halakha, the avelim have to be cognizant that on their second day, they have to wait until after the nets to put on the tefillin. That's a straight up halakha. Acham Avadiyah writes it, Chaim David writes it over here, B'yom sheni yaniach tefillin achar hanetz achama. So again, these halakhot should not be halakha lema'aseh. Hashem should save us from the gezerav mitah. But nonetheless, in theory, these halakhot, it's important to study them. Shalimah farim sifatenu, by studying the halakhot, Boreal considers it as if it happened without it having to happen itself. But nonetheless, those are the two halakhot. Number one, Avel b'yom rishon is patur from tefillin kol hayom kulo. If yom mitah and yom kivura is on a different day, one should wear the tefillin. B'di beracha b'tzina'ah. And number three, if the yom rishon of mitah is Shabbat and then subsequently buried on Yom Rishon, according to Acham Avadiyah, there's no tefillin on that day because it was Shabbat the first day. And the fourth halakha is that even when the Avil puts on tefillin on the second day, it must be only after Ne'etz HaMa.